Bunker Project podcast episode number.
Don't ask me, man. Come on, the numbers are way too big.
Another episode of the Bunker Project.
Anything over seven. Hey, they know this part. They've been listening to 67 shows. We should change this initial preamble. All right. Finish
some new music. We'll pick some new music.
All right, maybe a new preamble.
This show is brought to you by Wix.com, the number one place in the world to build a website.
Yeah, actually.
Facebook page, a mobile page.
They're pretty cool.
All right, let's do a quick introduction so our listeners know who's
name
in the room.
Name and 3 seconds.
And hello, everyone, again.
And next.
Alex Sternberg. And I'm glad to have you all back here. And like Bob and Andrew said, if you do need to create your own website, Facebook page, mobile site, don't be shy. Go to Wix.com. Create it yourself. You'll be surprised by the results.
You're going to get nailed by
Bonnie.
Oh,
yes, I am.
Next.
Go, Bonnie.
I'm tweeting out right now that
Bonnie Sainsbury, the Twitter maven.
She wins.
That's it?
Margaret Reynolds, BC underscore insurance gal, the insurance goddess.
Oh,
wait a minute. Your goddess now?
That costs $10.
All right, come on. We got the competition here.
She upgraded from Maven to Goddess.
Hi, I'm Joanna Gaskell, writer, producer of web series Standard Action.
Ooh. And I'm Rob, the director and editor and camera guy from Standard Action.
Yeah, he's pretty bossy.
And I'm James Karg, at Twisted underscore Magic, M-A-J-I-C. And I am the owner of Twisted Magic.
Exactly. If you can spell his name right 3 times in a row, you do get a badge.
A special gamification badge.
And we have the Lock Maven.
Yeah, I'm Terry Winyates from MrLocksmith.com.
And all locksmiths, right. What is it? Locksmiths?
Locksmith.
You know, you lock in your bathroom, they get you out. That's what they specialize. Get
locked out of your car or your house.
Locksmiths always
But they specialize in bathrooms.
Locksmiths always get in.
There you go.
There you go. Broken in. What are you doing? I'm a locksmith. It's cool.
So who's this guy?
Dude,
my name is Steven, and I'm an international man of mystery.
Oh, excellent. Ooh, that's a mavenhood.
I am Craig, psychic for the evening.
What type of maven?
You're the psychic for the evening.
I knew he was going to say
What's
that.
What's Bob thinking?
Well, I'm trying not to right now.
I'm Kurt Hemingway, and that's hard to follow.
Oh.
From Web Guru, and I'm the hat maven.
All right, beautiful.
And I'm Andrew McGivern, and I'm a bunkerholic.
Oh, and I'm...
Hi, Andrew.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works at those sort of things?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Andrew. Yes, I have a nasal problem, Andrew.
I'm with
it's a nasal's anonymous.
Group. We're supposed to meet tomorrow.
Huh? Nah, I'll get around to it one day.
Yeah, get around
that
to it.
That was the best round table introduction ever, by the way.
All right, and that's from our sports color commentator. So you can't get much better than that. Kurt.
Well, I love the way we went from there to there to there to there, and I've been over here and there.
Mean counterclockwise?
Unbelievable.
It was a circle.
Perfect offense with awesome defense.
Sports metaphors, you got to love them. Not gamification. So I'm just giving the Mr. Magic a hard time here because he hates gamification.
No, I don't hate gamification. Yes, I hate it done poorly.
So what's the best gamification you've seen last year? 2012 or 2011?
Well, that's obviously what I created.
So let's have some biased opinion here. Like, reminds me of last show. Do you have any stats to back that up, buddy?
Yeah, where's your sources?
Come on, I want to see some Google Analytics to prove.
No,
anyways.
No, I mean, for gamification.
Yeah, sorry. Just
sorry,
made
Bonnie
some
totally tweeted at me.
at you.
He did.
Aggressively
did.
Tweeted.
It was Bonnie.
That is Bonnie, and I'm getting messages from like 3 different devices.
So, are we getting in your way?
We got one of those vibrator ones. Nice.
Yeah. Are we getting in your way? Did you have something else to do?
Foursquare definitely was pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty awesome stuff.
I spelled it wrong.
What else?
What's gamification?
Don't get him started. Sucker line,
No, let's get into it. Why not?
Give him 10 seconds.
Well, these guys are... Oh, okay, go ahead.
He really wants to know, a lot of people don't know what gamification
is. Wiki us, dude.
So gamification is taking any sort of system and adding game-like elements to it. So it could be a loyalty rewards program, could be...
every movie game that's come out in the last 10 years.
Well, strip poker, that's gamification.
No, definitely
that's awesome
not.
Gamification.
You know, that's the best.
I need more data.
Yeah, that's
we
from
need
our,
a deck of cards.
That's our number cruncher maven over there. I need more data.
Well, but,
or beer,
but
one of the two.
Gamification was actually one of the top words for 2011 for buzzworthy because so many people were using it without understanding exactly what it was.
Correction. For whom? was it used for the alien abductors? Definitely. No.
Is that
no.
a grammatical correction or a technical correction?
It's a pragmatical one.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the gamification was very trendy
there was
the online professional.
But they did a terrible job. That's what he hated about it.
Well, what I hate about it is there's a lot of people out there trying to get free advice from people that make a living out of making video games. And for their services without actually paying them. That's what got me really upset about gamification.
I know, but you try being an artist. Try painting. People always come out like, exactly.
Well, no,
for
but,
a film
but you don't have
for God's sake.
I mean, maybe there's probably websites out there for painters to, you know, do their work for free. And like, hey, pay, you know, so.
Well, it's a, well, yeah, but things have changed recently. Like Crowded Springs, anybody know Crowded Springs? It's, you go there, you register, and then anytime there's a job, you're bidding with 100 other people. I don't
like
do that because
design.
I'm too old for it. Kind of like that, but it was the original. Oh, Game Avery, it's something we said.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, get the hell out of here, then. Jeez. Yeah, we had a lot of earlier because we didn't have enough mics for this huge crowd, so we had to kick somebody out.
He got voted out.
That was the gamification of our show.
Yeah,
but actually, for anybody that isn't aware in the show, anytime we take a digression, you're supposed to take a drink. That's how we gamified the bunker. So once you're done listening to one of these shows after an hour, you should be so pissed.
Well, it depends what you're drinking.
Way.
Shots
it's
of tequila.
Such a good way.
Ginger ale.
But if
you're
not, what's the voicemail feedback line, Andrew?
It's, well,
you know we don't even mention it because in the whole history...
If you're
only Santa Claus called. That's a good track record, I must admit.
If you're listening to the Bunker Project while you're driving, the gamification doesn't apply.
Yeah, if you have Starbucks, drink that.
Yeah, or a Coca-Cola, or, you know, anything liquid.
Or anybody next to you drinking a beer and you don't have any money, drink their beer.
Exactly. Use a straw, though. You know, be polite.
Drink their milkshake.
All right, I think we've digressed into a little rabbit hole. Hey, wasn't that a terrible movie that came out last year? Any good movies, suggestions for TV shows, guys, before I rant on about something?
No, it was covered enough in all the other better podcasts. Oh. It's okay.
Ouch!
Oh.
Ouch!
Oh.
It's that razor European wit coming to us.
Standard Action, best show on the web. I can see that.
Standard Action, yeah.
Oh.
I'm definitely going to check out Standard Action for sure.
Hey, I've got a question here. You know Kodak's probably going to go bankrupt. Yay.
Just read that.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Yeah, it's about time. After Xerox.
They screwed Polaroid, so they deserve to go down. Anyways, in the film industry, do you guys use regular movie cameras or video cameras, or do you use still cameras like a D10, D20?
Well, the real reason our web series actually happened was the usage of DSLR cameras. We have lots of friends who've worked in and out of professional sets, and up until about 2 or 3 years ago, film was a lot more predominant, but digital's just consumed things. And like I was working as an extra last year, and I got to work on a lot of projects. I was shocked to see DSLRs, like 5D Mark IIs, and I was like, oh my God, this is like a proper, you know, union production, and they're busting out with a couple 5D Mark IIs, and the guy's like, this is awesome, man, because he's like grabbing the camera and just running around set. And
well, it's also you get the same film effect because of the...
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The lens is, you know, slow... Narrow depth of field, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, for the techie talk, guys.
Yeah, well, it's the new DSLRs look a lot more like old film sort of looks, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Also incredibly good in low light, which is awesome. So you don't have to buy one of those massive light sets that they have in professional sets. You can deal with the small ones.
Exactly. A couple
lighting.
Of lighters and, you know.
You only need three lights.
Hairspray.
Well, actually, yeah, we only do have three lights. But the biggest one is we shot a fantasy web series. And since there's such a narrow depth of field and the background's so blurry, you can't tell there are houses in the trees behind the characters.
Very nice. I could take you some very gothic routes.
Well, that's why in the stadium scenes, you could put cardboard cutouts and it looked like real people.
Totally. Or mannequins.
Well, all the money you save on
mannequins
green screen
would be more
work,
expensive.
You know?
Yeah. That's for big budget.
Oh, yeah, big time.
All right, that's enough.
What about a red camera?
A what?
Hot. You need a crew of dynamically charged, technically gifted members.
Oh, you're talking $100,000 a day. Holy cow.
$100,000 a day just for the camera.
Well, then plus the hard drives. They don't have film. They have hard drives. Yeah, we need 27 2-terabyte hard drives delivered by Wednesday because we've used up another 32. Yeah, they're big bandwidth hogs.
Reds are great cameras. definitely, but I didn't grow up on an estate, so I can't afford them.
Yeah, but I did. If you used a Red camera, I don't think it would work for YouTube because they don't have super high res.
No, yeah, you'd be
downgrading.
You'd be downgrading to the point that it wouldn't make any difference the fact that you shot on a Red.
I know, but there would be bragging rights. In fact, why don't you find a broken Red camera and attach it to your little tiny, tiny
like
camera,
this so far as that,
and then just do all the press shots, right? It's That'd like, oh my cool. God, they're using your Red. Ah, we picked it up used in Gastown. $87
It's just a
including
shell.
Hard drives. It was amazing.
That would actually be cool.
Silence yeah, definitely a hot for filmmakers.
You could just paint your camera red.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go. All right, I think we're being gamed over here in a corner.
No, I don't think Steven actually worked in any film set, so it's okay. He doesn't.
Steve, what is your claim to fame? Is it the gaming industry? You know the twisted dude, so...
Wait. Steve.
Gaming specialist.
Before you answer, whatever you're going to talk about, lie. Make it much better than reality it truly is, okay? Lie, please.
No, it's called gamification.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. The more you lie, the more credits you get.
Gamification is not lying. It's about providing a system of engagement with your... No, but, like...
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Twisted Mag's being earnest, and it's a valid point. I'll let him play.
It's not a gimmick. Like, a lot of people like to think it's a gimmick. And that's what I thought you were getting at.
It's making it fun.
It's not.
James, with all due respect, I just had a class about gamification, as you know, a month ago.
With Max.
And the bottom line of gamification is it's just... human behavior.
It's
just the principles
platform.
Of humans' behavior
that
you can leverage for your business, whether it be offline or online, to create more engagement with your customers.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's that system.
Does it have to be human, though?
No.
Air
Miles is a gamification.
You're going to be quicker on that, Mike.
Air Miles is a gamification system in a sense. You buy products, you get points.
Oh, yeah, I shop at Safeway using their gamification.
And in case anybody didn't know, you better spend those Air Mile points within the next 2 years.
Yeah. Air Miles or the Black Visa Platinum card, whatever form it takes,
but
it's
Air
gamification.
Miles in 2 years is going to take away those Air Miles.
You're going to take away for me?
You mean
hey, speaking of point systems and all that, there was Citibank. We got in the show here.
Uh-oh, and they're going to find it in here.
Citibank... now has a Facebook page where you can trade combine your points.
Yeah. Very cool.
To donate to charity or to make a group purchase.
Yeah, just for charity, not for extortion.
That's very cool.
For group purchases, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're all going to get to all 15,000 of us are going to go and buy
like
this car and
share
it.
A Facebook page with 1,000 members, you can combine all your Citibank points to purchase something as a group.
Hmm. Okay, so here...
I volunteer to consolidate city points.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah. Actually, I have a question.
Wait.
What about Steve?
He was starting to talk about himself, what he does, and I ask him to lie, and that's it. Something happened since then.
Well, he just doesn't like our direction. He just doesn't like our direction.
All right, I'll make it quick.
Oh, okay.
Expensive suits, nice cars, big guns.
Good for you. He is a game.
And
amazing.
Let's not forget very interesting women.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think
you may have seen Steve in the most interesting man in the world commercial, except for aged by 40 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, that's a special effects. Special effects, dudes.
So, what do you really do, Steve?
That would spoil the mystery.
He likes the mystery man. I'll go with that.
How about what does Steve like to do to unwind?
Oh yeah,
the truest. View into his soul.
And tops don't count.
No, lies. More lies.
Well, he can lie, too, because when you lie, that actually tells something about you.
Good enough. Yeah.
Oh, he could say the truth just to lie to us double, right?
Unwind?
It's a counter lie.
Yo-yos.
Awesome. Oh, I was going to say you couldn't use something like that. Oh, I should have gone in.
True man of mystery.
Or skill.
Yeah, or tops.
He likes it because it goes up.
Hey, Bob, you showed me earlier the Path app. What's that all about?
I haven't the foggiest idea. So I love the logo. It's got this nice burgundy with a beautiful script inside bolded. And I said, wow, that's very nice graphics. So I joined.
Path is a new Facebook.
Yeah, that's what they say. And that's really what suckered me
in. We need that?
The new Facebook. Well,
but it does seem kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's got some stuff with it that's differentiated.
It's basically timeline. They've taken Facebook's timeline. I said, well, you know, we have a product and all it does is the timeline. That's it. You can share it with your friends, but it's basically your timeline. Totally linear.
Well, kind of.
Well, it represents time. Right?
So it does. It does do a timeline, but it allows you to post videos, pictures, and...
On your timeline.
Does anybody know what happened with the lawsuit between Facebook and timelines.com?
Well, somebody won because they launched. We have...
They made it public, so
they
might have
bought it. You know?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
I don't know. How many people here actually did get the new timeline?
I got it.
We had it like...
You know why I got it? Because billing for Android and app.
And it put a pretty picture at the top of my Facebook page.
So that is the timeline, yeah.
Yep.
So it just made it easier for stalkers to get more information.
Did you make a custom picture for your timeline? I did one.
Hey, I
awesome
I,
fun. Good hour of my life.
I went to that
1 hour. Holy cow.
What's that? Eat the lollipop or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Take this lollipop.
Take this lollipop.
.com.
Yeah.
Nice. Candy from a baby.
That was freaky, man.
It's amazing to see what those people do.
Now, that's interesting. And somebody says freaky and somebody says amazing. You know? Gamification at work.
I had a feeling that one of our digital representatives might have seen that.
Has anybody here seen it?
No.
Take this lollipop.
Okay, tell you what. Sounds like we need a link on the show notes. Everybody go to Uncensored Social Underground and check
video
the show
of this
notes.
Like a creepy guy, like totally creepy guy.
So you log in with your Facebook.
And he's logging in and looking at your profile. And I did it, and it shows me there. Boom, it comes up with, you know, with the dramatic music. It shows a picture of my face, my cartoon face.
So you're being gamed, yes.
And then it shows a picture... This guy, this creepy-looking guy with this dramatic music, shows a picture of Mateo, right? My son sitting there. And
he's looking through all your Facebook photos.
And he's looking through all these photos of me and Mateo.
And then
he's driving with a little... And what made it funny was my Facebook avatar is a cartoon image of myself. So he's driving down the street with this little cartoon image of me taped to his car.
Dashboard. And he's like...
And it was hilarious.
Who did it predict was the next person he'd have to go see?
Somebody that I've never interacted with on Facebook.
You should have sent it to him.
I'd have gone for it.
It's somebody that's, I don't even know why she's on my Facebook.
Oh, well, you should. Well, yeah. Okay, that's a good question. Actually.
So we'll put that link into it if you want to play that game.
Well, but then it says next victim at the end?
Yeah, it was for Halloween. It wasn't the game. Or
it's still
like that.
Not out there?
It was to show you what your security features on your Facebook.
Or lack thereof, right?
That sounds awesome.
That was a joke? Security features and Facebook in the same sentence?
Oh, let's not be harsh. Look at I think it was Safari got hacked.
I'll put it in the show
seconds.
Notes. Take this lollipop.com. It's kind of an interesting thing.
I showed like a bunch of people in a Google Hangout. Ooh, yeah, that's right. I said Google Hangout. I showed them this while
that's backlash from last show, by the way.
Yeah, but I did show them this on Google Hangout. It was a bunch of group of 16 and 17-year-olds. They were just like... came to my room to kind of, I don't know what they were there for, but I showed them this, and then all of a sudden they were like there to troll me, but then all of a sudden they were like, you're so awesome. How did you know about this? I have to show this to everybody at school.
Well, there you go.
So,
that's your demographic,
you know,
dude.
Miss
right
Wilson,
there.
Your grade 11 class, I apologize what happened to it. So.
No. Wow.
But yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, because young kids have such great security.
Yeah, kids just don't care. I mean, they're growing up in a space where 8-tracks never existed. Albums, what are they?
You know?
Like a record store, A&B Sound.
That's an excellent conversation to have when the year transitions.
No, we can do it here too.
Okay, good enough.
I like just going for it.
You want to go nostalgic all over us?
So what were we talking about? we lost that one. Okay, next.
Path. Square.
Square.
We were talking about path. But
squares. Path. Square, but no, still lost me. No, gone. It's gone.
Let's go back to the 2012 predictions.
Okay, 2012. What does it say here? Oh, wow. Forget it. It's amazing. Check that out. All right, so next. Just kidding. IPO for Facebook. Yeah, see, exactly.
Again, who cares? Okay, can I?
I'll back up.
Can I bring up something?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Google remains a critical success, but... a consumer flop. Oh, harsh. So, you know, we had bit of a Google fisticuffs last show.
I agree with Eric. That's something that's not that the user doesn't care about, right? That's
it's free.
No, most people shouldn't
like
care.
Android.
Apart from us, like only professionals, nobody should care.
I don't care.
No, like small, medium-sized businesses should not care. Definitely not.
Now,
but
if they came to buy me out, I would care a tremendous amount.
But if I can direct this question to our new members here. The new year is coming. There are so many technology news out there, like new devices, better opportunities to promote yourselves, new channels. What do you think will be the big difference for you, for your web series? What's the main thing?
Will it be software driven or will it be free service
exactly.
on the internet?
Exactly.
You know, one of the two.
Like, will like in-house Facebook content, will your series in-house in Facebook interest you more than like Twitter becoming a more business-oriented platform or whatever?
I think that both me and the producer will have very different views.
Okay, let's hear them both.
Yeah, excellent.
Good.
I would say that coming up in 2012, probably the biggest advantage that we're going to have has nothing to do with a specific piece of technology or software per se. It has to do with attitude. It has to do with the fact that more and more and more people are turning to the net for entertainment rather than to their TV. And okay. I think that's fantastic. And that's the kind of thing that actually is going to benefit us an awful lot is the fact that people are shutting down their cable connections and going online rather than... You know,
that's a very good point because I did that thing. I cut out my TV about a year ago, and I said, I just want internet. And it's amazing the deals that I'm getting. They gave me a $5 reduction, plus they bumped me from 15 to 50 megabytes a second gave me TV. And I just don't watch the TV, but I'm definitely using that huge bandwidth. It's awesome. So that's how you use it. I say, you know, I don't want the TV. And then they give you $5 off and TV, but it's basically the increased bandwidth. They give you a brand new serious modem.
Yeah,
awesome
but
deal.
That's definitely, that's from the consumer perspective, but what's from the creator perspective?
From the creative perspective, probably one of the most exciting things I've heard in the last 3 weeks is the fact that Netflix is paying to shoot another season of Arrested Development, a television series that's very popular, but they stopped filming. And Netflix, an online distribution service, is paying to film another X popular TV series.
Yeah.
And that's huge. That's so exciting. And that means that there's starting to be money in the web area.
Well, I think it's...
In your segment, you mean?
But it also creates a situation where it may jeopardize their ability to get networks to license to them because they're competing with them with original content.
No, what it is, it's an HBO move. They basically said, we want to be the new HBO.
And
that's
YouTube?
A huge... Because HBO is making serious money because they're a content and distribution company, and that is the new gold. Yeah. That is the new Hollywood. If you can do both of those on the internet, boo, big bucks.
A huge one, too, is if you look at how Arrested Development is, like, for me as a filmmaker's point of view, and just, like, the whole kind of budgeting for cost, like, it's not as financially insane for somebody like Netflix to be like, we're going to pay to have, like, a series shot. Like, we've looked at for budgeting a web series with 15-minute episodes. You know, we can do that on a shoestring budget that's, like, less than $100,000, whereas, 3 years ago, you couldn't shoot a feature film of 90 minutes for less than $8 million.
Yeah, but I bet you've shot a feature film for under $12,000.
I've shot two feature films, both for under $5,000.
Oh, there you go. Nice. So there's the real numbers there.
I mean,
now,
like,
that's the true indie.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
With much, with professional quality that viewer, a wide audience.
Sure, but, the thing is, with the new technology and the cost-effectiveness of... CPO to program ratio, blah, blah, blah. You can basically produce stuff for almost free. And the cost
time,
is just
hours.
Hard costs like Coca-Cola and some pizza. That adds up for like a 3-week shoot. So it's basically
the
cost of pizza.
And, even just to pay the editor to take 2 weeks off work, just to be able to afford to not, have to worry.
But if you've got a great pizza supply, it's easier, right?
And
so what you
got to
look for
drinks.
Is an independent people. It's like, look for sponsors. And at the end, say, sponsored by Panago Pizza.
No,
and they have unlimited pizza, and then they could do a PR story, and then you could charge them for filming the PR story, and then they could work with a PR agency. It'd be an awesome idea.
I love how there's this free marketing for Panago right now.
Yeah. Well,
Panago.
You're right, and I'm pitching for a rival company next week, so I figured I gotta, back up Panago because we're going to be taking a boot somewhere in about 6 months. So, trying to give the guys a break before
Domino's?
We take them down. Panago.
I think in terms of the Netflix actually buying the rights to produce shows and things like that, it's really cool because that kind of thing has been happening in the past with the major networks canceling a show and then like the Sci-Fi Channel picking it up. So this is just another opportunity to to get out there.
I suppose so I should. Sorry, are you?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I suppose I should take this moment to say the thing that everyone's thinking.
What's that?
I am so happy that Arrested Development is back.
Oh yeah. I mean, you like what? Like, you like one of the characters from Arrested Development, except shorter.
Really? Who?
Yeah. I guess you know, on the cameras it stretches. And so that, who's the main character? Buster. That's kind of balding and then shorter.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
He's so cool. Come on. He is one of the most challenging roles. Because he doesn't have to laugh at everybody.
You're totally Michael Cera. You're right.
I'm going to go kill myself now. Thank you.
That's, he would say that. He is awesome. That's amazing. Can we have you back next week? You'd be great.
So I just wanted to say,
yo,
as a major geek,
all right.
When I'm not on the internet for other kinds of things,
my
idea of...
Yeah, pornography. Porno slip there.
Social media is now more popular than porn.
Porn,
yeah. Oh,
because people are taking pictures.
We won. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Oh, that was
because people are taking naked pictures of themselves and publishing it to social media.
Well, yeah. Yeah, what was that? I heard about a thing called dirty.com. Anyway,
or
I don't want to go
Fridays,
there.
Which is Playboy's like
social porn. So my idea of entertainment now, no television, but I got the same thing from Shaw that you did, and I actually plugged in the television, but I hardly ever watch it.
It's amazing though.
Yeah,
the
but I don't even watch.
Awesome.
I don't even watch Netflix anymore.
No,
and
I
OD'd on Netflix and you know British series. And
but not games. But not games. You gotta play online.
Now that's what I do. Is I play dumb, mind-numbing games.
Well, Bonnie, that's what you need.
It all started.
They are not dumb.
They
are clever because they numb your mind. That's where the money is.
They actually promote
Pop It is my favorite thing.
It all started with Angry Birds.
It started. You know, here we go. Angry Bird is a gateway drug, and now she's into the heroin. I mean, oh my god!
I need a fix. I just got my 66-year-old sister hooked on Angry Birds.
And Margaret,
you have a 66-year-old sister.
Margaret just got me hooked on.
She's a lot older than me.
Paper toss. Now I have something else. And paper toss.
Oh, paper toss.
Paper toss, Pop It, and Angry Birds. And
your life is wasted.
Absolutely.
And cut the rope soon.
At least my sister's retired.
That's what happens when you make passive income. The evil of passive income. You're sitting around, you have nothing to do, you're making $20,000, $30,000 a month. But passive income, you have nothing to do. You just play games all day. And your brain melts. And,
see, I read. I found a torrent the other day that had 4,600 books in it.
You had a torrent books?
Have you heard of Project Gutenberg, which is 36,000 books for free?
Awesome site.
Really?
Free.
Yeah.
Google's going to buy them out.
Project Gutenberg?
Really?
It's a free...
Available on your Android.
Okay. This was
is a charity, yes. It is a charity. Thank you for being...
It's worth mentioning. Sorry, just interrupt.
No.
It's worth mentioning. If you have a favorite author who died more than 50 years ago...
Yeah, it's in the
public
domain.
Their
public
stuff will
domain,
be on Project... Yeah, that's right.
We know creative.
All right, well done.
So Kindle got in trouble for selling those books?
Just a few
months ago?
And your point is?
Yeah, what are they going to sue him or
something? Public domain, which means that they're
my point is,
the
hey, good for them.
Which means if somebody produces a copy and sells it to you.
Hey, give that guy a mic.
Yeah, anybody can make money off that. Yep. He's totally right. It's 50
so
years.
We have a sound delay with the mic for about 7 seconds. So Craig, when you start talking, wait 7 seconds.
Excuse me, hello, can we get off the tangent and go back to what we are talking about? With all due respect,
what were we
you
talking
still
about?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Still haven't asked
a
tough European question. Oh.
You started to describe, I asked you about 2012. And my bottom line question is, if I can actually remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it matter because it's the end of the
world?
Easier
to create. It's easier to create web series for whatever reason you have. Or either for fictional or for us on a professional needs. Doesn't matter. But the business model. Do you think 2012 will be a turning point for actual web series to start getting in the money? Not just from donations. Like you did, which was an amazing feat. You got more than $10,000, right? Exactly. In the last round, if I remember
13.
Correctly? 13. Amazing. For your second season or for your web series, right? Standard Action. Do you think 2012 will be a more like more professional year for you to actually get people paying for what you do?
There's a lot of services that are contacting us and that are materializing that are really interested in turning in pulling money out of web series. Okay. We're involved with one group called Zombie Orpheus. That
Ooh, zombies! I'm in.
They've made some other like fantasy web series and movies called Gamers, and they're guys from Seattle actually.
It's like a platform for web series.
Basically they make a web series, but they're making a platform for them and
so
other
like
people
network.
To promote. Okay. Yeah, it's like a little social network unto
nice.
Itself.
Okay,
but you also through that can sell your own. You know, they have warehouse space, so you can sell DVDs and other merchandise.
Okay,
I could see that maturing to the point where they can start. You know, they have deals with some of these manufacturers, because you know, like Cafe Press and Create Space, where you have DVDs being printed on demand.
Exactly. The different channels that can actually bring you some money to continue to create.
Yeah, I hope 2012 will be a year where some people step forward and really start bringing a lot of those together in one place.
Okay.
Because for us, the hugest thing is like, you know, we got to spend like an hour setting up a Cafe Press thing and 2 hours updating Create Space and an hour. And it's just like having to go through all those, like if somebody comes out with something that does it all at once, that's huge.
Yeah.
You guys are all assuming that, because you're asking about predictions in 2012, you're assuming that the world's not going
to
end.
It's not.
Well, I have asked my accountant.
Of 2012.
There is
a whole year.
There is a Canadian tax break.
That's at the end of 2012.
There is a Canadian tax break at the Canadian government.
Oh, we've got one more year.
They will
no,
refund.
You don't. You have December
20th. If the end
20th.
Of the world happens, they will refund. Guaranteed.
It's the 21st.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh hey, hang
but
on.
That's
when
we go from basic time, we go to space time.
I have to interrupt the show.
And no, I don't sell insurance for that.
All right, atta girl. So I just wanted to say we have a Canadian flag here, and this is from one of our special members. I want anybody can sign the flag, even if you've never met her. I'm not going to say her name because that will bias people that don't know her. So I don't know your name, but hi, because she'd love that.
I think it's really for people who know her.
No, anybody can sign. Come on.
Hey, I got a topic. Can we talk about Square?
Yeah, making $30,000 a month.
Hang on. Close Bonnie, Mike, Mike, Bonnie, Bonnie, Mike.
All right.
Make it 30,000, I think was the quote.
I would like, yes, making $30,000 just made my heart start again.
Well, it has happened, I hear.
Yes. SquareUp.com. Thank you, Bob, for telling. I love this.
What, the Square Up?
Oh,
I want 10%, by the way.
I'm almost ready to move to the U.S. so I can use it.
The harsh tokes of reality.
Everything's down
in
the U.S.
$30,000. What is this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering, too.
So Square Up is a little... It's a little white...
It's a Visa scanner,
yeah,
right?
It's a scanner that pays
for your iPhone.
For your iPhone or your Android phone.
Oh,
yes, because I looked, iPhone. Then I got
Bonnie,
excited.
You're being Android biased now. Sorry. Come on, be nice. Be nice.
No merchant account.
Nice.
No merchant account. 2.75%.
How much?
2.75%.
So that's about the same as PayPal.
Okay, but you whip out your iPhone
next
and
day
say
payout.
Yeah, next day payout.
Well, it'd be good. You know what? That would be awesome for a band, or for a film production company that for small groups of five people will do a tour of the set while they're shooting.
Or screenings. 12,
yeah, or
screenings for donations.
Yeah, $12.95.
Absolutely.
Right,
anything.
So boom, boom, boom.
I just
haul out your credit card.
So is it an app?
I thought you were
app.
Yes,
it is
an app.
But you get the Square peripheral to go onto it for $10.
That's
pretty cool,
man.
There's three other types of credit card companies like this trying to do this right now. So you'll see them probably come out a little bit future.
You know what? The company that's going to win is the one that you don't have to have a peripheral card put in. It'll just work.
Well, the one that so there's a different one. I don't know the name.
Near field. It'll be near field generated.
Well,
that's what it'll be all about.
There's one where it's not Square, but what it is has your debit or credit card account in your actual phone already.
Yeah.
And then you just pay out your bar tab through that. And it's actually already configured with the restaurant.
But that concept's 5 years old.
Well,
they've been doing it in Japan for
kind of.
Long,
yeah,
right?
But they've been doing everything in Japan.
Well, we're not going to need
a long time. I know.
Well, we're not going to need banks in the end. If you can go from your Visa to my Visa, what do I need a bank for?
Well, it's not that you
to
won't
give
need
you
a,
credit.
No. What you don't know?
we're self-funded. We don't go for credit.
It's a concept idea. What it is, the banks say, great. we will not have to service the public. We're going to save hundreds of millions of dollars because we don't have to hire all these people. We don't have to have banks in all the corners. And we're not going to tell you about it. We're just going to keep all the money. Thank
but your
you.
Visa,
what are those people going to do for jobs then?
Your visa is actually is hosted by a bank.
Well, they won't be employed is what the problem is. They'll have to do something else.
There you go.
They should listen to
the two people that are sitting there, you know, working at the bank with, you know, 80 million in the lineup.
Well, here's a shocking
fact.
What
are senior citizens going to do when there isn't any bank lines, okay? Think of the chaos.
The future.
They're going to have to open up and offer food at 2 o'clock in the afternoon just to keep them happy.
No, what they'll have is they'll have one representative that goes to their centers where they're hanging out, the assisted living centers, with his iPad or whatever is his Android pad.
Yeah, if you're too old to be in the internet, we'll come to you.
We'll come to you and do-do-do, and you just join a bank and say fill it out and blah, blah, blah.
You
no
can pay
problem.
For that new hip in no time.
Only costs $125 a year to keep the account. Boom. And we come to you.
Yeah,
easy
senior
sell.
On fixed income, they'll go for that.
Well, especially have a... I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to go there. I'm not, because I would go, hoo-hoo, way too dangerous. All right, Twitter. Who owns Twitter account? There's somebody suing for the Twitter account, and something happened on, I think it was... somebody's LinkedIn account, a guy worked for a company, had a LinkedIn account connected with a corporate account, and when he left, he took the corporate account. And the guy,
no,
corporate
it was account. The Twitter account. He had 17,000 followers.
There's a LinkedIn one as well.
Oh.
And that's going to case. So
you
this
know what?
Is
that's
a,
owned by the
thing.
Company automatically.
Yep. If it's a business. But they tried to take his personal LinkedIn account. And he's saying, what the?
Okay, that's not cool.
No yeah. And the lawyers are saying, oh, yes, it is.
It is if they
he
signed an agreement.
He did it on company time. They're saying they're citing the IPO of his business computer. And because he did it through his business computer, that IPO, right, because all computers have a boom, he's like, this didn't go through
the
your
IP
home
address,
one. IP address, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. IPO is another thing.
Yeah, yeah, initial public
you
offering.
Excited. Me and my perfect. Oh.
You mean the IP.
The IP
yeah,
address.
Thank you.
Intellectual
thank you.
Property.
No, hang on. Craig got that, but he doesn't have a mic, so nobody heard him.
No.
Yeah, there he is. Like that was like a 14-second delay.
The International Man of Mystery gave him this stuff.
Anyways.
Anyways, such who chain owns that? Bombs. Chain bombs. Actually, quite appropriate for that line, I tell you.
All right, Eric.
All right, we're stumbling here because Eric is staggering over all the mic cables and has finally made it. He looks like the Michelin man in his coat.
Chow good night, everyone.
Ah, well done. Now, did his voice not sound nasal using my mic like that?
It did a bit, yes.
Excellent. I'm still fighting that. I'm still fighting it.
Wix has left the building.
You know, we like Wix, though.
Well, it's a pretty generous community. But maybe they have some wiki guys in there.
He's pretty
some
nice
guys
for a Norwegian.
Oh, now you're typecasting.
Seth,
I just said
Seth
European.
Seth Godin's Norwegian?
No, Frank Sinatra, you fool. Anyways... That's where the mafia's from, too. Denmark. Really? Denmark is where they have the strange accents.
I thought you said Norway.
That's what I said, strange accents.
Ah.
No, great we did pass out the last show. We ran out of show notes. Excellent. We can ramble for the rest
so
of the show.
So did anybody know?
There was 27 pages of show notes. How could we run out?
Well, it's because... The way we do show notes, it says, oh, that looks interesting. Copy-paste. It's like 487 words at 14 points. Seven pages, one story.
And once you go down that Wikipedia rabbit hole, there's no coming
back.
Oh,
there is no coming back. Hey, you know, they got all these little wiki sites, wiki this, wiki that. Who is your favorite wiki address? What is your favorite wiki address? Do you guys have like any special like wiki images, wiki textures?
Wiki locks?
Wiki...
That's your site. Come on.
No, it's not. No.
He's being serious.
Oh yeah, for totally. This is a huge community of people that pick locks or.
That was
locks.
Wasn't that like Goldilocks' brother?
No, that was Hank Locks.
It's pictures of locks.
No, but all locks is all
that,
the time.
Is that
bagels?
Is that like lock
fits
porn?
Any size key.
WikiLocks right. Actually nice
don't have to jiggle it as much when you get it in the hole.
Okay, so everybody have a drink. That was a nice digression. I get it. I am searching through the show notes. My God, these guys are picky.
So we don't. I don't think.
Okay,
Mr.
the
Locksmith.
Death of DSLR. Has anybody heard about that new technology where there's you know the camera goes chik and the mirror goes up and blah blah blah. That technology is dead, and they're going to be introducing new cameras that actually have a solid mirror and a percentage of the light bounces. Goes into a sensor, and that's where you're getting your focus and your screen view, and the rest, boom, into the sensor. No discernible difference. huge, huge advantage. And people have been using DSLRs, like tens of thousands of dollars worth of DSLR stuff, saying, oh, yeah, that's the last DSLR I'll ever buy. This thing is the future. And what this guy was saying is they will have these new DSLRs or non-DSLR cameras, and all they will do is record massive amounts of live footage. You set up your shot, but it's doing 30 frames a second, and each frame is 14 megabytes raw. And so you just go through a whole scene and say, oh, that's a nice picture, and blow it up as big as you like. Do you guys know about that stuff?
I do, and I think it's really cool. And if anybody who makes those cameras is listening, I will mow your lawn if you let me use these cameras and wash your car.
I think this is like emerging technology. You'd probably have to go down and get prototypes. But
I was working with a videographer a couple months ago, and we talked about these cameras, actually. And he summed it up really quickly. He's like, yeah, I remember when HD came in, and everyone's like, oh, I'll never have to pan or move my camera because I'll just do it in post because, you know, we'll be using the HD frame, but we'll be outputting it. Doesn't work.
Still got to set up the shot. Still got to do the lighting.
And that's what he says is that what he thinks will happen is that it'll just be so expensive to get some guy in post to figure out the focusing that it's just easier to do on the moment.
It's easier to do it at the moment than it is to pay some guy in post.
Yeah, because you're like, if it's 500 gigabytes for 30 seconds instead of 500 megs, just because you focused.
Hey, I've got a question.
Even that, and like if somebody screws up the lighting or just trying to get everything else right and they're screw around in post with all that crap.
Well,
that's why you should always do your audio on location and not off location. Because it matches up so much easier and so much quicker. Like, it's just...
And ADR sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, wish you guys had...
And they cost a lot of money. Kidneys.
When is the 3D version coming out of standard?
No, please. No, I want the 4D.
I've actually seen these really cool tutorials because we shoot with 4D? We shoot with two T2Is, so we could shoot 3D if, like, I could find the
T2Is
software.
So T2Is is not
mirrors.
A small robot used in Star Wars, by the way, for people.
It is.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's not a trash can. It's a beer cooler on wheels.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, no, I've like 3D would be cool, but we don't have the mirrors and the fancy
stuff.
Nobody
cares about 3D. It's stupid.
Well, they said
it's kind of a gimmick. Really.
I'm not even going to put any energy into that. That's how stupid 3D
our money's
is.
On Smell-O-Vision, actually.
Smell-O-Vision. Yeah, right? That's really? 4D. I went to a 4D movie. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was
Spy Kids
4.
Yeah.
Spy Kids did that.
Oh, my kid was scratching. Oh, that's disgusting. So, yeah, look what's on the screen. It's pretty obvious it's going to smell gross. You know, duh. Oh, the dog came in and had a mistake. Scratch 5. Bad idea. Bad idea.
That's where the
all
real
these
money
kids are freaking
series.
Out. It's awesome.
You sure it wasn't some like John Candy guy going like this? You know, with, like,
no, that was for the
SCTV version.
Yeah. That was the expensive seats, man.
Yeah.
I do have to say though, I watched the Tintin.
This movie is the Man of Mystery, recently. By the way. Yeah.
Man of Mystery.
Oh, the Tintin. I've seen the Tintin trailers. What do you think?
I like the movie.
Are they too real?
But I have to say, it actually worked fairly well in 3D, surprisingly enough. I mean, I'm not a big fan of 3D.
Well, if Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg can't get that right, you know some shit.
Well, Steven Spielberg put his name on Terra Nova.
What?
Terra
Nova? Steven Spielberg put his name on Terra Nova.
Is that TV
show? In 3D?
No, not in 3D, but...
That's a very true point.
Yeah. But got to be the worst TV show... In a long time, and I'm sad to say I watched every episode.
No, Alan Gregory.
How do we
Gregory.
Start talking about TV?
Alan Gregory is the worst show on TV.
I like it better than Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. We suddenly got into TV.
Wait, you actually watched Jersey Shore?
I love Jersey
all
Shore.
All I have to say is...
I love Jersey Shore.
The new Doctor Who. That's I trump you all with the new Doctor Who. That's like an awesome series.
Trump you all.
6 seasons unfrigging believable, and that's a technical term in the industry. Yeah, Doctor Who from BBC, the remake of it, 6 seasons, unbelievable. You heard it here first.
Netflix?
Is it on?
Not yet.
So speaking of geek, I have a quick digression.
Absolutely.
At Highgate Mall, there's a new game workshop. Every time I walk by there in the evening, it's full of people that remind me of the comic book store and the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, and you're not hanging out there? You could be scoring big time.
Why are you being so mean? Yeah, I look in the window and go, whoa, no, thank you.
No. Don't you watch The Big Bang Theory? Sign a policy and I'll
Games
have a coffee with you. You know, that's all it would take. You could make millions. No, okay, that's unethical.
You can guarantee they don't smoke, they don't drink, and they probably never had sex.
So they're not a good policy.
I would highly disagree with that.
In what? Says yeah, the gamer in the crowd.
She's not counting, you know.
How many comic books?
She's counting sex with the partner.
No, no, no. Look, if I have it's not that kind of games. This is more like figurines kind of
no,
games.
But James.
You have to paint your own.
Blow up partners.
Yeah. James, seriously, she's talking sex with an
they're
actual
in
partner.
Their, they're in their, I am. They're, I know. In their painting.
My friend paints those sort of things. He makes a lot of money as a video game designer, and he does
big
play
bucks
with those figurines.
It's a huge market.
And this
are
is actually the
away
way that he learned
they looked way too
how to
geeky
program
for me
this stuff was using these little figurines. They're representations of mathematical
I
units.
I have shelves and shelves of these things.
Now, see, I must say, I
you've had
Craig
sex.
Is a big gamer guy.
Damn right he's had sex. So there you go.
Okay, and well,
I
cigarette
have to, I beg to differ.
The guys in the
he
window,
has
I,
not
I'm saying
they ever
don't
had sex.
Define partner.
Something that you don't well have to blow up.
If or you're was sitting that on your hand. If you're sitting on your hand, it does feel a little different.
Wow. Talk about Geek Fest. Where did that come right out of left field?
This is
Mamma
like
mia.
Uncensored.
That is,
that's a digression.
That's
uncensored
social
underground.
That's all I can say. And, oh,
and if anybody's
God,
listening to this
format
for job purposes,
don't.
This is just, yeah, turn off now.
Yeah.
Eight. Just kidding. But anyways, no, these people are actually really cool people. I mean, I hate it when people stereotype those guys in gamers.
Well, like gamers.
Yes, thank no, you. Gamers.
No,
gamers.
I joke about it, but you know, I have a very, well, a lot of my friends are geeks and I am somewhat of a geek, but seriously.
Really?
Every time I pass by there in the evening, in, you know, the daytime it's more kids, you know, different kind of, but in the evening.
They all need life insurance.
In the evening, every time I walk by there, I think of the Big Bang Theory.
And those guys are just
and I
there
love the show.
So look at it as a research paper.
It's probability and
Hey, there's a reason.
Well done.
There's a reason they have those games workshops in the mall. It's so the guys can get dropped off there and their wives or girlfriends can go shopping.
But the thing is, it's not even a mall.
Take your little.
There's Save-On in the liquor store.
That sounds like a good night for me. I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
There.
We're going to go to Games Workshop.
Next week, brought to you by a mall.
That's
hey, I think we could do a podcast there one
that's
year.
That's like a New Year's Eve.
One
know
year, I said.
Liquor store, grocery store, and Games Workshop.
I'm just going to throw out that run.
There's a reason it's my
be
neighborhood.
A very interesting video project to take one of those games and watch it progress and then do it at high speed.
Ah, you, sure. You could
it's
document it. Yeah, absolutely.
Those guys spend a lot of time.
I'm sure it's on YouTube
units
already.
No.
No? No? Nobody's done that? I find that hard to believe.
Bring a camera, I'll take
now
you shopping.
You know, what you could do, which would be very cool for the gaming industry, you know, have like, oh, I'm not even going to come up with a name, but you would just take a video game and you would shoot it low camera, just like on the video game widescreen. You know, you're playing a video game, you can go wide and you get quite a lot of landscape. You could shoot the whole thing video game style. Now, that would be cool. I know a pain in the butt to light, but hey, you know. I'm not the producer. I'm not worrying about that. I'm just
no
the idea guy.
I don't know what you said either, yeah.
I have no idea.
Keep up with me, folks. Ay, yay, yay. All right, back to technology. Who's it all? You're out of here. All right. Andrew, do you have any...
And uh-oh, why is the rum gone?
No, I don't have anything.
What?
Hey, we should talk about
what
that.
What?
So during what the break of our two shows...
Oh, the rum.
We drank some of this original guava berry.
It's more like
berry
cough syrup.
It's the island folk liquor of St. Martin, Netherlands.
Yeah, like I said, cough syrup.
So
sweet and deadly.
It is. It's bittersweet, and it's from the guava berry, otherwise known as rum berry.
Oh, so it's, you know, very non-carcinogenic.
It's like a fruity version of Jägermeister.
Yeah, definitely. And they've been brewing this
like
since
a
the brewing it since the 1600s.
Light and fruity. Mm.
Yeah, the 1600s. It's the traditional island liquor that they used to give out at Christmas yeah time.
A lot of cane sugar.
And
so very nice sugar.
So they would go from house to house saying, give me the guava berry, kind of like, I guess, Halloween, and they'd take their house supply of guava berry rum and give you a shot of it for Christmas. So
nice.
It's like a folklore.
So it's
liquor
a little bottle of Christmas.
It is. It is. And you can only get it if you go to St. Martin.
Now, what's on the that's on the Dutch side. What's on the French side?
Small red wine with
well, everything's flown
some
in from
crusty
Paris,
bread,
so
maybe.
Not, everything's flown in from Paris, so it's not a lot of actual stuff that's made from St. Martin, which is kind of strange.
That is weird.
That's the way the French
you
like
sure
to
it's
run
not from
colonies
China?
Yeah. What? No, it's actually it's from the Netherlands, which is even crazier.
That is bizarre.
But it seems those Norwegians,
they know how to brew.
And they have a really good website, guavaberry.com, if you want to read the story.
This isn't one of your sponsors, is it?
No, I wish it was. I want to say this, though. Anybody going traveling, if you find something you like, make sure you bring back a lot more of it than you think you need.
Yeah, you take one bottle of the Bunker Show, all gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that with macadamia nuts, and now I've done it with rum. So
yeah, you did bring some macadamia nuts from that strange tropical American
Hawaii.
Country. Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I had a really bad 2011. I mean, Jesus, Hawaii and the Eastern Caribbean.
Oh, it looks like Canada's got some soothing meditation. And now it looks like
Calgary.
And Calgary, yeah.
It's yoga time here on the. What the heck is?
What are you doing?
Andrew is.
I've decided to watch some Standard Action.
Fantastic.
Sorry,
choice,
Andrew
sir.
Obviously is bored.
Hey, I recognize someone.
He's
in
being
this,
very corporate. He is not doing his job. He is playing
there's
on the internet.
Could you come out?
There are other people in the tavern who want to use
the
outhouse.
We didn't
oh my God, that's me.
Joanna's actually not just a producer and writer. She's the lead.
She's an elf.
Yeah.
Well, that tripped me up for a second. I was like, who's using the outhouse?
Baby, could we just talk about this, please?
That sounds very domestic.
I know I'm not very
I'd like
good
to point
talking.
Out that I did write one episode, that's like episode 7, where they get attacked by a mime.
Wow.
And mimes are scary.
Yeah,
I tapped
right.
into that primal fear of mimes.
But I'm ready now.
She wants to talk.
She's ready now.
Could you come out?
Here's the punchline.
Is that a locksmith joke?
My chastity belt is rusted shut.
Wow, nice water sound. What's that water sound?
He's in the urinal, man. Come on, give him a break.
I'm sorry about everything that I said. I just got angry, baby. I mean, when I get angry, I say things that I don't mean.
This must be something that was
I
supposed to be played
I bet you he's not in there and there's
somebody
watering
him. I love
the fact
that you're a wizard. I love the spells and the books and the reading and the way that you can make those hands that pick things up from a long way away and you can make us look all clean when we're actually all covered in goblin blood.
He has nice hands.
What's going on?
And I really think that you are very courageous. Now, for a wizard. I meant the phrase
the sheep
flower picking kobold liver dress wearing budgie in the most flattering way possible. I've met some very
so to all our listeners, you're very confused right now.
Kobolds in my time.
Right?
And there, budgies.
There are no
wow,
sheep
have you
in the
ever
studio.
Been bitten by one of those little guys? It really bah. Really hurts. Bah.
Bah. Whoops.
And I know I broke
busted.
Your staff. And I'm sorry, but I don't think you can blame me for that. It is just a stick, and
I just
am
like to point out that the series was very much a learning experience. You can see the episodes
just,
get better, everyone.
She just told the man that his staff was just a stick.
Expressing my feelings about the fact that you were hiding behind that tree during that entire battle
Burn.
With those rat people. I just don't know my own strength. The construction was obviously flawed.
So
okay, so that
was some
a
standard
clip
action.
From some standard action. I don't know about you, but I want to watch the whole series now.
We will check it out.
We will.
Yes.
With video, which I think would make more sense.
Apparently I can watch it with my sheep. That's nice to know that they translated to sheep.
I had the benefit of the video.
Yeah.
We had someone do a dance remix of our theme song that did involve electric sheep.
I love electric sheep. No, at the...
That falls
spoken
under
like
partner.
A true Scotsman.
Hey, sheep falls
take
under
a little
partner.
Deeper.
Go on.
And okay. As any good Scotsman will tell you, sheep die.
All right, so we're out of time again this week. Any last comments on
anything I said tonight? It was because of the rum.
All right.
I second that.
All right, check out Standard Action at standardaction.com. And thanks for listening to The Bunker Project. You can call us at our toll-free number, 1-877-636-1474, just like Santa Claus did a few weeks ago.
Oh, 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 oh.
And we got the...
Impersonating Santa.
We got the go-go dancer bunker dance happening right now live. And we'll see you again next week.
Oh! Hey,
our Canadian National Anthem lady, I found her at the bar. That's why I was going.
All right, one last word from our from our resident singer here.
Yeah, she's gonna be super. I just wanted to say goodnight and doop de loop doop.
You're not Nardwar.
Thank you. I just got back from Europe, so Canada's the best country in the entire world. I love Canada. Oh, it's magic.